In fact, if we thought it appropriate, we could unwind all the peripheral helices, leaving only helix 2 to form a small hydrophobic core for the octamer, as suggested schematically by this drawing. This is the same graphic representation we saw a few slides up, except that instead of left aligning the four subunits, we have aligned them according to helix 2. Note that the central portions of all four subunits align quite well, and that it's only in the periphery that they differ markedly. The question we're asking is, what would be wrong with a model in which only helix 2 remained in the alpha helical conformation, and everything else was unwound to the beta strand conformation? Let's add some helical twists for helix 2, but let's leave everything else straight, i.e., in a beta strand configuration. This greatly increases the DNA binding potential of the histone octamer to as much as 2 to 3 times what it is in the current, largely alpha helical model. Why should we not do this?